Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 58. The state Supreme Court plans to announce its ruling on Thursday in three cases filed against a long-running John Doe investigation. The probe into possible illegal coordination between conservative groups and Governor Walker's campaign during the 2012 recall election was halted by a judge over a year ago after he ruled there was nothing illegal going on. A special prosecutor appealed, and the state Supreme Court heard the case earlier this year. A notice issued by the court says decisions in the three challenges will be released Thursday morning. No charges have ever been filed in connection with the probe, which started over 3 years ago. Democrats are now taking aim at Governor Walker's record as he launches his presidential bid. Wisconsin Party Chairwoman Martha Lanning says the state is in worse shape since Walker was first elected 5 years ago. She says Wisconsin has been paying the price for his presidential ambitions even before he entered the race.
For months now, Scott Walker has been preparing for this moment and campaigning all over the world instead of doing his job here in Wisconsin.
Lanning says Democratic voters nationwide need to know about Governor Walker's broken promises to the state. Governor Walker is not the first Wisconsinite to run for president, and he's not the first Walker either.
The state's first presidential candidate was also a Walker, U.S. Senator Isaac Walker of Milwaukee. The Democrat was a potential nominee for the White House in 1852. Land reform groups from New York and New Jersey were pushing Walker for the nomination, but it eventually went to Democrat Franklin Pierce. Pierce won the election and became the country's 14th president. Walker was one of Wisconsin's original two U.S. senators, and he spent 7 years in office. He returned to the Milwaukee area when his second term ended in 1855. Walker died at the age of 56. In Appleton, Mike Kemeter, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Beginning with the spring election, the village trustee seats in Mount Pleasant will be numbered. Currently, trustees are elected at large, residents choosing three from a field of candidates. With the change, someone who wants to run for the village board will run for a specific seat. Trustee Gary Feast called the move arrogant without having a referendum to find out how the residents want to elect their village board. But trustee Rick McCluskey said number seats have been around for years.
It's the democratic process of one candidate in an office. When you take opposition to that person, his record, his ability to do the job, you then run against that individual for that position to get him out of the office so that you can do the things that you feel are correct.
The ordinance change was approved by a vote of 5-2. Because it is a so-called charter ordinance, there's a waiting period before the ordinance takes effect, during which citizens can petition against the change. A Madison woman has been sentenced to probation for hacking into her ex-boyfriend's email and sending out nude photos of his other ex-girlfriends, along with creating Facebook accounts in their names and posting their photos online. 25-year-old Phoebe Sayavong was originally charged in Racine Circuit Court with three counts of misappropriating ID information, stalking, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, and distributing a recording of nudity. She pleaded guilty to two of those charges in April and was sentenced today to 3 years probation by Judge John Jude, who also stayed a one-year jail term unless she violates the conditions of her probation, which include a letter of apology and paying a total of $1,000 to the victims. She also cannot contact the victims through or refer to them on social media. The cleanup continues in Columbus, Wisconsin, which was hard hit by storms Monday morning. The National Weather Service says straight-lined winds of up to 110 miles per hour roared through the community. A tree crashed through one home, and Colin Caldwell says it narrowly missed his brother.
I saw a flash of lightning, you know, and then a big bang. At that time, I had no idea there was a tree in the middle of our house. I mean, it's only about that far down there, but it definitely did. It went through my brother's room and missed his bed by about 2 feet and went down into the basement.
A second round of storms hit the Lone Rock area Monday night, also downing trees. No injuries were reported. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.